It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are we doing?
Good, Rocco. Thank you.
That is good to hear, Dave. That is fantastic. Well, we got two stories from you that I actually want to address here this morning. These were in Tuesday's edition of the Chronicle Telegram. So the first one here, talking about Elyria City Council. They recently voted to raise some rates around the city. So where could residents expect to see this increase? What's the impact here?
Well, down the line, Elyria City residents and also those who are customers of Elyria City Water and Sewer are going to see some increased rates. And there's kind of a long trail that it's followed to get to this point. Now, this these raises won't be seen necessarily by Elyria City residents, you know, people within the city and businesses within the city, for just about another year. I mean, they're going to kind of stay pretty steady for 2022. But down the line, you're going to see some increased rates. Folks who are customers outside the city are going to see some increased rates as well. Maybe a little bit earlier than those within the city limits. Basically, this all comes back to the issue that Elyria is under a federal mandate to clean up its water. There's been some concern in the recent past governing, you know, the mixture of untreated sewage with storm water runoff, and some of those storm sewers and some of those sanitary sewers have been basically commingled, and a lot of that ends up flowing into the Black River. Some of that ends up flowing into Lake Erie. It's kind of an environmental mess. So basically, what the federal EPA has said to the city is that you need to clean up your water. You need to better treat the water, you know, at the source, before it all ends up flowing into natural waterways. So the city has to improve its infrastructure. It's done some of that already by some of that was part of the reason that that Abbey Road was closed for so long. If folks remember that back some months ago, Abbey Road was closed for a long time while there was a lot of construction being done underneath that, linking up some of the neighborhoods with the wastewater plant. Up on Gulf Road, linking those up just a little better to make sure that all the sewage gets to the right place. So this is all sort of part of the idea that the city needs to improve its wastewater and stormwater infrastructure. This could cost up to over the next several years $200 million. That's an awful lot of money for the city. That's a really large cost for the city to swallow. So this will help kind of pay for some of those infrastructure improvements. Also, the massive $1 trillion federal infrastructure deal that just went through Congress, the city's hoping to get a piece of that. The city's hoping to get a chunk of that to improve some of its infrastructure, and hopefully that will then, you know, stave off some of these federal mandates. You know, you don't want to be charged, you know, thousands of dollars a day for not being in compliance with a federal mandate. That's potentially a problem that the city would face down the line if it does nothing.
So it seems almost like a pay up now or pay up later kind of situation. And the pay up later scenario seems like it would come with some health risks, of course, involved in that as well, with the status and the cleanliness of the water. So an expensive project here for sure, but one that will certainly seem necessary for the city of Elyria. So a good insight into that story, Dave. I appreciate the details there. The other one I wanted to talk about with you this morning, the other story, I should say, is there's a new police chief here in the city of Elyria. What can you tell me about this situation?
Yes. So, with the retirement of Chief Dwayne Whiteley, who's been chief since early 2010, with his retirement imminent coming in early December, Captain William Pelko, who has been the department's spokesman for some time, he was also captain of the investigative division and also the services division as well. He's been a hostage negotiator. He's been a firearms instructor, driving instructor. He's been on the neighborhood impact unit. He's held a number of different roles in the police department. He will be the new police chief. He will be sworn in early December after Chief Whiteley, finally has his last call, his last day on the job. And Pelko is, as I said, that, you know, has been department spokesman. So he's been in the quoted in the Chronicle a number of times and on our website, chronicletea.com. And he is looking forward, as he said, to the job. But he reserved any comments to city council until he actually gets sworn in. And like I said, that'll be in early December. And he's a veteran of the force, as you would imagine a captain would be. And looks like he's pretty excited to go. So he got a nice little welcome from city council before everything is completely official. And Chief Whiteley also got a nice little standing ovation send off at council the other night. So it's really kind of a changing of the guard there. But Pelko seems very capable, and he'll be the new police chief. In the starting in the coming months.
Well, you mentioned his excitement to sort of take over that top spot, and I think the city of Elyria is certainly very excited to see Captain Pelko step into that position. And, of course, a big thank you to Captain Whiteley for what he was able to do during his time as chief, police chief there in Elyria. So good stuff there as well. Dave O'Brien, our guest here on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave O'Brien, of course, from the Chronicle Telegram. Speaking of the CT, Dave, what do you and your colleagues over there have for us this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, I'm going to have a story for folks about a meeting of the Lorain County Board of Elections. They're doing some of the cleanup after the election earlier this month, and they will be certifying the ballot coming here in the coming weeks, certifying the results of the election. So we'll have a story about that, and some of my colleagues working on some other interesting stuff. A couple meetings coming up, and we also have a new reporter starting with us, Kevin Martin.
Yeah.
Recently of the Lorain Morning Journal has decided to move a little bit south and start working for us. So you'll be seeing Kevin out there on the beat, which I think is kind of the big news this week, sort of internally at the Chronicle. So we welcome Kevin. I've competed with him on stories in the past. But I'm looking real forward to really looking forward to working with him, in the same office.
Yeah, I saw your guys' Facebook page had a picture of him getting settled into his new office space there. He certainly seems excited to get ready to go over there at the Chronicle, and I'm sure you guys, as you just said, Dave, are excited to welcome Kevin Martin in over there. So very, very cool stuff. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here, and my favorite part of the week. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, I'm going to give you one out of Cleveland Heights, again from the folks over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. Dateline Cleveland Heights, an assault on Euclid Heights Boulevard. A teen arrived home to find two sisters engaged in a spat over a nose ring, and one sister just broke the other's nose.
Oh boy!
So I figured that the two issues of the nose ring and then a broken nose that might not be able to take that nose ring for a little while then is one of those things that that kind of was made that not funny that someone got hurt but kind of unique in that that's the end result. It's like one of those old O. Henry stories.
Yeah. Right. Well, geez, coming home to that, I wouldn't want to get too nosy into that situation. You know what I mean, Dave? That's something you want to avoid right there. Boy, oh boy. Well, entertaining scanner story as always, and we thank you for the insight into what you guys have been working on over there at the Chronicle Telegram. Looking forward to what you guys have for us this week with the upcoming stories, and again, check it out, chronicletea.com for that digital e-edition, or of course, pick up a physical copy of that Chronicle Telegram. Dave, it's been a blast as always here with you this morning. Take care. Look forward to catching up with some more next week.
Sounds good, Rocco.